Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. I'd like to start off today, if I can, and I will, by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't know if...
Try it again. And to Don.
I'm going to talk to a kicker.
To Michael.
Where's the place you sold yourself?
Calgary.
And to me.
Is this the day that I throw this animal off a bridge?
And lastly, to me again.
Sampling the best.
You are.
Now you're telling me 30 years of doing Yankees radio and television.
31.
Never had an incident.
No. I mean, no. Where's the place you sold yourself? I mean,
I technically didn't either because it was during the show, not the game.
Well, you sold
because Peter
yourself.
Just couldn't end ENN. And I had no leverage getting off the director's chair.
I had a similar problem of when he asked Steve Young a question again at the
just
end.
Just today?
Yeah. But I was an adult and was able to hold it. Where's the place you sold yourself? The only place that you have a chance to do it is Citi Field.
What do you mean?
Because you have to go through the stands to get to a bathroom.
That's insane.
Yankee Stadium, it's 3 steps. But supposedly, from what I've heard, the Wilpons took away a bathroom because they wanted an elevator that went straight from their suite down to the lockers. So they put that in the SNY booth. And the SNY is the smallest home booth I've ever seen in Major League Baseball history. Because there's an elevator in there.
Oh, my God.
But that doesn't stop there. It's just a shaft.
Excuse me?
Yep.
All right. You know what? We spoke to Robert Saleh
sure did.
Earlier. Here's Coach on Mike White's status after that just abusive game yesterday against Buffalo.
Well, I'm not going to get into the details. I know that what they saw was good enough for him to get back on the plane, and he passed all that stuff. Just talking to him, he feels good. Again, we're just trying to let this kind of play out just to see how... he's still fresh off the game, so we'll see how things play out over today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Are you hopeful of having him Sunday?
Yeah, we're preparing as if we have him.
So that's from the presser, obviously, but then he said to us, well, we asked him, could there be a change at backup after the Flacco performance yesterday?
We're meeting as a staff. We always do. We evaluate everything. It's not just for the quarterback position. We've done things with the running back room, the O-line room, the D-line room. Every room we just go through over the next 2 days and make sure we're evaluating and making sure that the best players are going to play every single day. So that's something we'll talk about and whether or not we want to make a change to the backup quarterback spot. But again, those are things we'll discuss over the next couple of days.
And here's Mike White. Why'd you go to the hospital?
I just went there to get a CAT scan or CT scan, whatever they call it, and just to make sure I was good to go for flying, which I was. There were no issues, and I was back on the team plane before we knew it.
Mike, how are you feeling today?
I feel good. I mean, I don't feel like $100 because I just played a football game, but no, I feel good. Picked my kids up out of the cribs this morning, played with them for a little bit. They tackled me, felt fine. So, no, I feel good.
Well, if he's telling the truth, then he's okay. Rummaging around on the ground with your kids and picking them up out of the crib. If you got bad ribs, Peter, that's...
That would even be hard.
Just get the old pair to do it, right?
Well, that's right, Michael. Do you think you can play Sunday, Mike?
Yeah, I do. I feel good. I'm going to prepare as such, and I feel like I can play, and I feel like I'm ready to roll.
You know, the fact that you both are clowns, all right?
Excuse me?
A-wipes, that you make it out to be like, as I have au pair has nothing to do with money. It means you have an extra room in your house. You pay them absolutely nothing, $200 like a month. So get over it. It's not like having a nanny.
Hmm.
An au pair is a completely different animal.
That is true.
But you have to have the room, the space.
You have the room. Why don't you get one?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, the spare bedroom that we have became the kids' room. And then the cats have their own room.
The cats have their own room.
Wait a second.
Well, it's also...
No, I mean, really,
wait a minute. It's also like a closet. I keep my suits in there and everything. The kid, you got to put the kitty litter someplace. I don't want it in the kitchen.
You don't have like an unfinished basement or something?
Cats have their own room. But
in a sense, they do. But listen,
your house is a big house. You only have three bedrooms?
Four.
Well, what's the fourth bedroom for?
It's our spare room.
That's where the au pair can stay.
But you got to feed her. You got to entertain her.
Yeah, I do a song and dance every night just so she's entertained.
Well, I'm just saying, in my house, somebody staying in my house, Peter, you're not going to ignore her.
They live their own life.
Does she come to dinner?
No, she does her own thing.
For dinner every night? Yeah. Where does she eat?
She could go to the kitchen and make dinner and whatever she wants. She's more than welcome to join us, but she might want something different than what we're eating. She goes out all the time.
So don't be ashamed
of
your money.
Have a great life.
Don't be ashamed of your money.
But it's not expensive.
It's not expensive.
Well, he makes it. He's painting a different picture.
No. I had to stop it and nip it right in the bud because you're making it out to be like an au pair is a sign of wealth. It's not. It's a sign of not as much wealth as you think because otherwise you'd have a nanny.
Very deep stuff here. Let's hear from Booger McFarland.
Why?
Because this is interesting. I think you'll find this interesting.
Let's see.
If Mike White can't go, who should play QB for the Jets?
It's got to be Joe Flacco. If you just look at this team, they respond well to everyone except Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. They responded to Mike White. I don't think you can go back to Zach Wilson. If Mike White cannot play, then you have to go to Joe Flacco, the veteran quarterback. He can spread the football around because you have to continue to get this team to play with confidence.
Why do they hate this guy so much?
We got to get a story. Somebody's going to have to tell us.
By the way, all these reporters, all these beat reporters, they're out there every day, okay? The Rich Simonis of the world. They do a great job. How is someone not broken? What has really gone on between when all of these guys went out to Utah or North Dakota or wherever the hell they went with, what's his name, Zach Wilson, last summer? They bonded. They hung out. Everyone came back. We talked to them at training camp, Don. Mm-hmm. All the receivers had nice things to say about
him.
What the hell happened over the last 4 months? There has to be some story.
Maybe it's nothing specific other than this organization did everything for him and it didn't bear fruit. Like, this is a good team. They went out and got some weapons for him.
But they had a good record defense with him, too.
Yeah, but losing those two games to the Patriots. Guys, I understand if 5-2. Just like it's unfair to say that Mike White's 1-2. What would their record be if Wilson continued to play?
They would have beaten the Bears, and they probably would have lost the other two games.
Yeah, probably the same record.
And what would it look like? Because right now, I think a lot of Jet fans feel pretty good about the way they performed against the Buffalo Bills. Defensively, they shut down Josh Allen again, had a chance to win the game. If Wilson's out there throwing picks, fumbling the football, and they lose the game 35-3, it's a completely different feel about this team moving forward. They did the right thing, guys. This is the quarterback that gives them the best chance to win. And I'm sure that they felt like they're going to rally around that guy, but maybe there isn't one thing specific. I don't know. Somebody's going to get released during the offseason. Somebody's going to get traded, and maybe that person will give us some inside dope. But clearly something's going on.
DiPietro has
rung in.
Has rung in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there has to be a plethora of au pairs that love Quincy reruns and Hamburger Helper.
That is a great point.
I can't tell you the last time I've had Hamburger
Helper. You love Hamburger Helper.
I do. But, you know, Nancy makes what she can make. The kids, they rule. They don't want Hamburger Helper. They want chicken fingers. They want pizza.
So that's what you
want. They want soup. They want, what does Jalen call spaghetti?
Pischetti, yeah.
Yeah, and twisties. She wants twisty noodles. I'm out. I'm out.
It's like you're not even there.
Since the twins, I'm Zach Wilson.
Is that true?
Yeah. She talks up the kids at the expense of me.
Right.
You know, I'm not playing. I'm not dressing.
At least you get an anniversary. Wilson doesn't even get that.
That's true. Yeah. No, I don't think you will.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's Brian Daboll on the tough loss for the Giants.
I just look at this game, Jordan. Just like in the beginning of the year, I don't think one game does anything to the next. I really don't think it does when you lose. You got to play well. You got to coach well. So we'll have a big game against Washington, and that's where our focus is going to need to be.
Listen, guys, you know, I don't generally overstate it. Did I overstate my confidence going into the first Giants game?
No.
I said to you guys, I don't like this game that much. I think we could win, right. But can I tell you guys something? I think we're going to win.
Guaranteeing it?
Not guaranteeing it, but I think we're going to come out and
show cubes.
Show the difference.
Show cubes.
Well, it's only 4.5, making a 3-point play. I'll allow you.
Three.
I don't know if Michael will, but I will allow you to lock in the 4.5.
I will too.
Yeah, 3-point play.
Do it.
Otherwise.
This isn't about the picks. This is about fanship. I'm just telling you right now, the way this Giants team looks from a confidence standpoint. And you pointed out earlier, Don, with Washington coming off of the bye after playing them, I like this setup, uh-huh. And I'm potentially picturing a 10-point victory.
So, Don, 3-point play.
Say you're going fishing.
Yeah.
Right, and then you open the fish up after you catch it and you take out all the guts. Mm-hmm. What would you call that fish?
Gutless.
Gutless, that's what you are.
Three.
I'm allowing you to lock in a number that, let's be honest, is probably going to be over 5, maybe 5.5.
One, two, 3-point play.
It's a generous offer.
I'm locking you in the 4.5, making it a 3-point play. Otherwise, will you shut your mouth about how confident you are?
Yeah, we don't want to hear anything about the communists, okay?
Right.
Nothing.
This is your channel.
So you're saying the only way that I can talk about them.
The communists, say it.
Is to bet...
Well,
now.
I mean, first of all, you're talking ENN. You're talking up your team. It's Monday. Well, confidence oozing. Show me something.
Yeah, he's worried, Hein, because they just activated Wentz again. He's now the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're afraid that something happens to Heineke.
We're stuck with Carson
all
Wentz.
All of a sudden, that line's not.
Listen, here's what I'm willing to do. You're locked into 4.5. If there's catastrophic injury, meaning something happens to a significant player.
Like Terry McLaurin.
I'll let you out.
I haven't looked at the rest of the slate yet.
Oh, come on.
Listen to Jimmy the Greek
here.
This is
so weak.
Wow.
then be quiet about how confident you are. We're giving everything to him. We're locking in the number. We're allowing an out if there's a major injury. What are you waiting on?
He's so unlikable.
What if I like four other games, five other games? It's not even in my top five.
Then go to cover five. That's all.
But you're bringing up on a Monday on ENN.
Don't call it ENN.
No, it's inane.
It is inane.
That you are so confident, but yet when you show that confidence, nothing. Ooh, that woman's attractive.
I'm single. She's single.
Go ask her out. Nah, I'm gonna wait.
I'm gonna wait to see if she's still there five days from now.
Oh, she's so gorgeous. I married her. Go ask her out. Nah, you know, I'm gonna wait. There might be other women that I see that I like.
Hi, guys.
Gutless. It's really a shame that it's only a two-syllable word. It really should be 12.
And the guy's running away from us. It's terrible.
I know, but let's be honest. He's doing it without guts.
No, he's also doing it with smoke and mirrors.
My record is currently, for those paying attention at home, 25-16-1.
You know what?
53.5
And what's my record?
Are you kidding
me? What's my record?
Donnie Pucks is 20. He's as even as you could be. 20-20-2.
Right. And you know what? I'd rather be 20-20-2 with guts.
What am I?
Than to be running away with gutless.
You're 19-20-2 with one big game tonight.
Big. Huge.
How many points on the line tonight?
Just one.
Yeah, something's going on, but I'm feeling pretty good about the Cardinals. That makes no that 1.5 makes no sense.
Is it in Arizona?
Zero. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Makes no sense.
I think we call it Glendale.
Well, but it's New England favored by 1.5 in Arizona.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Come on.
And they're not.
The Cardinals are a mess.
I know, but New England is not special.
You don't think that Bill is like salivating going up against a quarterback that looks lost?
That was an interesting sound.
That sound of salivation.
Let's hear from Brock Purdy.
Sounds like
when you have a whole bunch of people that do that, you know what it's called?
Mm.
Salivation Army.
Oh, man.
Do you about the new pirate movie that came out?
You might have said Don.
Don, you hear about the new pirate movie that came out?
I did not.
It's rated R. Dad jokes all week.
You know, when you're trying to get me to stop laughing, you did.
You did. He had him. He was on the verge. Yeah. He was about to roll.
I know.
Let's hear from Brock Purdy. I've never heard what the kid sounds
Purdy.
Like.
Purdy.
Let's hear if he's got a Purdy voice talking about his preparation for his first start against Tampa Bay.
Just the reps at practice and all that kind of stuff, knowing that you're the guy going into the game, that was a little different. Other than that, my emotions and everything, just my hotel room, studying last night and all that kind of stuff, it was all relatively the same. When we found out, you know, we're getting the ball to start the game out, that's when I was like, okay, like, this is getting real. Well, let's go. And so that's why I'm saying, like, to sort of get hit on the first play, I sort of liked it. But other than that, you know, it was another football game.
Brock Purdy was 16 to 21 for a 185. That's an 8.8 yard average, two touchdowns, no picks, a rating in his first start, a QBR of 92.8.
Is that more than the rating of Darnold and Geno Smith combined?
It might be, and I'll tell you what, it's more than double Tom Brady, who was 34 of 55, 253, one touchdown, two picks.
He was very salty after the
QBR
game.
QBR of 36. Let's hear from him, shall we?
I love having everyone here, and nice for my family to come close. And, you know, I think they, a lot of people from the neighborhood came. And, you know, I mean, that's not going to change the outcome of the game, unfortunately, you know, because you got a cheering section. It was sweet to have everyone come and support our team. And they come back to the East Coast in Tampa and support us. And they came out here, which was great. I wish we could have done, obviously, a lot better job, but frustrating day for all of us. And got to go back and regroup, figure out how to get a win.
One of the guys, I forget who it was, picked him off, had the onions to ask him for his autograph on the football after the game, and he signed it. If I was him, I was taking the ball and throwing it into the stands.
You can't do that.
That's not, yeah, that would not be.
I mean, what is the guy thinking? I mean, you know how Tom Brady is.
The guy's thinking, this is the biggest moment of my life.
Okay, right. But don't
and,
make...
And you know... By me even asking you, it shows that you know how meaningful this is for me. It's just a game.
And to show you how meaningful I think it is, I would have tossed the ball into the stands.
And punted the ball.
Unretrievable. Nah, go get that.
Can you imagine if that had happened? If Brady just takes the ball, turns around, and punts it?
I would defend him
like Baxter.
3.5 hours today.
You would have loved him.
Well, but you would have been on the mound by yourself because he would come across as a nozzle.
No.
Real quick, tomorrow, World Cup semis, you got Argentina-Croatia. And you have France, Morocco, and what's become an amazing story.
This Morocco story is something,
that's,
right?
That's becoming something. Now, one story over the weekend.
Awful.
The death of Grant Wall.
Unbelievable.
A
healthy guy, supposedly.
Supposedly healthy guy, one of the great soccer journalists in the world. His body was returned to the United States today. You saw that over the weekend, his family was suspecting foul play.
His brother said that he was killed. Right.
I understand why people would have that concern, given the location, etc., and some of the things that he'd said. He'd been very public about some of the terrible practices.
And
all of the things you've been pointing out at World Cup, he'd been writing it from Qatar.
And right. He wore a rainbow T-shirt, I think, to the event, tweeted it out.
So here's what I was confused about, though. He wore the rainbow T-shirt to the USA-Wales game.
I think his brother is gay. That's why he wore the rainbow shirt.
So but that was a full week before he died.
Well, it took him a while to figure out how to do it, maybe. This is a place in the country where journalists have been hacked up and killed.
It's a scary, scary thing. And then I heard another journalist died earlier today. Mm-hmm. You saw that too?
Mm-hmm. It's awful.
Pretty weird stuff. So kind of hard to separate. I found that sort of hard to separate that on Saturday. I don't know if you saw it. You didn't watch Fox's pregame, right?
Not a second.
So... Yeah, I'll wait for Don to stop laughing. Don, mute your microphone so I can finish the conversation. So in the pregame, which was on Fox, Grant Wall had worked on Fox. So listening to them try to get through it was just absolutely brutal. It was really, really awful stuff. But the games on Saturday were thrilling. All right, that will do it. Sorry to be a depressor.
No, I didn't know you were going there. I was just reacting to Michael's completely dismissive.
No, you have to
well,
do
I
it.
I watched all the football pregames.
You did? Which one was your favorite this week?
I like the pregame show on Fox with Carissa Thompson.
Real quick about Fox. We have under 30 seconds here. Why do they still let Terry Bradshaw read highlights? Can anyone?
Why do they let any of the analysts read highlights?
They can't do it. They just let the host do it.
I don't get it.
That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening.
You know what? You went from not saying a word to just putting together a brilliant,
thank
brilliant
you,
segment.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Feel good about that.
I said that's a 1-2 right there.
Wow.
That is a 1-2.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.